following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back to Answers for Elders Radio, everyone. And we are here with wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And we're here in the middle of aging in place in the month of April. And you kind of work with families oftentimes when they are aging in place.
Absolutely.
That's kind of when you come onto the picture.
Yes.
So fill me in a little bit about what goes on, Daphne?
Well, with Pinnacle Senior Placements, we start real earlier. We like to start real early in the process of gathering information. And so many families are living in their own home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's how do we support our mom and dad in their home? What kind
right.
of things can I help them to be successful in their homes? And a couple of things that I want to highlight for you today is, first of all, whatever county you're in, to contact the county. It's usually aging and disabilities or
right.
Department of Health and Social Services, perhaps. But contact them because they're going to have suggestions in terms of community services through the county that are going to be free to you.
That's awesome.
A wealth of information. And they're there just waiting to help you. And this isn't tied to Medicaid or anything like that.
No.
It's your tax dollars at work, and this is mm-hmm. one of the services for you.
So give me an example of what kind of resources
well,
would
they,
be available.
They could have things about, you know, handouts and information about how to make your home safe in
mm-hmm.
terms of if you're going to put in a ramp.
Mm-hmm.
And they might have information about what degree of an angle is supposed to be happening.
Yeah.
Or it might be what's the best way to install grab bars in the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you don't necessarily have to go through a contractor if
no.
it's not your skill. But it's a way for you to make sure that you're doing it correctly and
mm-hmm.
they're anchored solidly and all of those things. So that's one example. It might be something in terms of, and this is a little bit different in terms of qualifying, but it might be some support nutritionally.
Yeah.
You know, not just Meals on Wheels that we're all familiar mm-hmm. with, but it might be how do I have a diet, and this can come from your doctor's office also,
mm-hmm.
but how can I have a diet that's high in potassium? You know, we need
right.
more potassium or give me this one. I'm low in sodium. Could I please have my potato chips? You know,
right.
what are ways of getting sodium?
Well, and there's a lot of resources too on the internet that you can go to that I'm sure they're going to point to. And
absolutely.
I know that, you know, there's so many different grocery stores and things like that that have meal delivery, you know, the
yes.
grocery delivery services that, and also some of them have like specific rates for seniors.
Yes.
And I think that that is something definitely we shouldn't overlook for sure.
So as we're coming off of, you know, supporting family caregivers and now we're moving into mom and dad
mm-hmm.
are aging in place in their home. Part of that support is taking care of yourself, too. So you bring up a really good point, Suzanne, about how can we streamline the services that they do need and tapping into
mm-hmm.
delivered
mm-hmm.
groceries or something like that. Other things are how do you keep them stimulated?
Right.
You know, that could be having a monthly trip that you make as an outing that you go to a library service. If
very
that's
true.
Their interest, that they go to a library, you can have large print magazines that you can get. Depending upon your situation, you could have those things delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It might be that the senior centers have things going on. You would be surprised how much is going on in senior
Love
centers.
The senior
if you
centers.
Have not gone to one in the last 6 months or a year, go check it out and
They're
look
amazing.
At their activity calendar.
They're amazing. And on top of that, every single thing, like you can go have lunch for $4,
$3. Yep. Yep.
And there's a wonderful resource as far as having the ability to have socialization, which is so important for a loved one not to get isolated.
Absolutely. I mean, I was just at a senior center this morning, and their big focus is different forms of exercise.
Love it.
Balance exercises, chai chi, line dancing. I mean, go there. That's your community.
Mm-hmm.
Meet some of your neighbors.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Reach out in a different way. And this is not for just the old people.
No, it's
this
not.
This is for vibrant people who are aging in place and hanging on to their dignity, hanging on to their pride, but they're going to do it with activity.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to shrink away and let their world get smaller
and you
smaller.
Know, and, you know, you bring up such a valid point because I think a lot of seniors, as they start to feel more vulnerable, you know, in their health, maybe they've got some mobility issues. They don't feel as vital as they used to feel.
Right.
It's a real tendency to want to pull in.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being at home and being isolated is not a good thing. If living at home, as long as you have that outlet of, you know, things to do and a sense of purpose, is what's going to keep your loved one vital and keep you vital as a senior.
That's right.
You know, the worst thing you can do is let mom or dad just stay home and watch TV all day, because that's not a good scenario.
That isn't. And, you know, it's going to take some energy on your part, mm-hmm. as the family caregiver or support person, or the neighbor or whatever. Mm-hmm. Go with them. You do the legwork to start with and find out, oh, on this day they're having so-and-so band coming in and dad really likes barbershop music or mm-hmm. whatever it is. So we're going to go in and I'm going to have lunch with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you be the conduit that helps them build relationships.
Yes.
I don't know what happens, but there is a certain time in our life where we do pull in.
We do.
And we don't extend ourselves, even if we were the most extroverted person. Something just happens. And mm-hmm. so we need, as seniors, we need to have someone help us build those relationships.
Be that bridge, like you said. I love that. Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing that you really bring up with things like that is, you know, for my mom came from Swedish heritage. Mm-hmm. So I reached out immediately to the Swedish Cultural Center. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of activities there that we picked and choose. But sometimes my mom would say, oh, no, I don't want to go. Yep. Well, I just say, Mom, I got a surprise. Guess where we're going today?
Yes.
And then I took her to the Swedish Cultural Center, Swedish Club, and we had Swedish meatballs on a Friday. You know, it was so simple, and she loved it.
You know what, Suzanne, in our own lives, we get into days or patterns of life that we say, oh, it's too much work to get going.
Mm-hmm.
I like that of being proactive and just, Mom, just humor me. Dad, come on, let's go for a little road trip.
I got
a
surprise. We're going to go do something fun today.
Yeah.
And that's something I think that we can all, you know, if families, I always think, if one member of a family would take 1 week a month, so you'd have some activity 1 day a week, mm-hmm. that you could do with a loved one, and you just pick it.
That's it.
It's, you know, maybe you share gardening with your mother when you were young, so maybe you'd take a trip to Mulbeck's,
mm-hmm.
or you go to, you know, Lowe's or Sky Nursery or something like that, and just even if you have to take a wheelchair and just go smell the flowers.
Maybe, arboretums are coming up again.
Yes,
spring is coming.
Yes, yes. Or you do, you know, maybe there's a play that you used to go to. Maybe you could go to the ACT Theater or, you know, something like that where it would be something that would be fun. Or maybe there's a church activity that you have in your community. But to find something that you have in common with that loved one and to share it once a month.
Yep.
And even if it's a go out to lunch, it's something that takes them out.
That's exactly.
And,
right.
you know, to have a family, if you as a family could come together and say, I'll take week two,
mm-hmm.
you know, you
mm-hmm.
take Mary, you take week three. And then you're not overwhelmed. You only have 1 day a month that you do something one-on-one with that loved one, and they have something that they can look forward to.
That's exactly right. And it is nice to get out of the house, but let's say it's a hardship to get mm-hmm. out of the house.
If it is.
You know, maybe it's something that you come in and there's a box of photos that you haven't gone through for years and years
mm-hmm.
and years.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not important to you to know about your family history, there may be a day that you'll go, I wish I would have asked Mom or Dad about that.
Big time.
I wish I would have. And so it doesn't have to be overwhelming. And side little chapter there is you might actually get some downsizing done at the same time.
Yes, you might. Yes, you might.
So
we are talking to Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, tell me a little bit about what Pinnacle does and where you serve.
Well, we help families navigate information concerning aging in place and then also having to find long-term care outside your home or in your home. And so our services are completely free to you, the family, and we function as an information post. We serve people from Olympia to Arlington to Port Angeles and the Kitsap County, the counties here, right here, King mm-hmm. and Pierce and Snohomish. But what we do is really function as an information post to help you navigate in areas that you may have enough information to know that you don't know what you're doing. And so we're here to help you.
Right.
To have information that's pertinent mm-hmm. to your life story mm-hmm. with your family.
And really, you know, that can come down to if somebody needs home care.
Yeah.
Like maybe you just need somebody to come in and help mom get started in the day. Or yep. maybe you do a shopping trip once a week or whatever. That you can help set those resources
yes.
together
yes.
and then move forward in other ways as the needs progress.
That's right. So with my 20 years of experience of working in the Pacific Northwest here, I know a lot of people. I've been able to vet a lot of services that, mm-hmm. And I know you, the listeners, don't know me from Adam other than just here on Answers for Elders. But I'd really encourage you to give us a call and just see how can we help you in your mm-hmm. situation.
Mm-hmm. And I think that you know, your services are absolutely free to families, and
yes.
that's something that I really want to emphasize. So there's no downside to picking up the phone and giving Daphne a call. And really just talking about, you know, when they call you, it's like mom or dad are doing fine for the mm-hmm. most part at home. They're aging in place. They're doing well. But, you know, I'm a little concerned because mom had a little bit of a fall the other day.
Yes.
Or maybe there might be, you know, there's stuff in the refrigerator that's going bad. I'm noticing little signs. And am I crazy? Sometimes you're questioning yourself. I mean, is
yep.
that true?
Absolutely. And those are signs. When you aren't a professional or industry and you are so close to your mom and dad and you see them X amount of times mm-hmm. a month, you may miss those little things. But if there's something that spurs you to even think about,
that's the time.
Better
to
make
call.
A call. That is,
that is the
time.
Very
that's
good.
The time.
So, Daphne, to make that call, how do we reach you?
Call me at 855-734-1500, or you can go and search out our website, which is PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com. And just as an added little plug there, you can catch all of our podcasts that
mm-hmm.
we do here on the radio
Absolutely.
Are there. So if you've missed a week, they're there. Go find what topic you want to learn about.
Well, and it's really good because you can certainly learn a lot from all the things that you share. So thank you again, Daphne. It's so great to have you on the
You're
show.
You're so welcome.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.